Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed what critics are calling the Don't Say Gay Bill, the AP's Ed Donahue.
Teachers in Florida are forbidden from instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
DeSantis and Republicans have repeatedly said the bill is reasonable and parents, not teachers, should handle subjects of sexual orientation and gender identity with their kids.
We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination.
President Biden called the Florida bill hateful. Critics say it is so vaguely worded, speech at schools could be muzzled. I'm Ed Donahue.
Suspected bandits attacked a passenger train headed to the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna from Abuja, the capital, on Monday evening after they trapped the train, the Kaduna state government said. One passenger posted on Facebook that bandits planted explosives, which halted the train. He said bandits were trying to force themselves inside the train and gunshots were being fired. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack and no casualties have been confirmed. It's the second train attack since October in Nigeria, which faces an Islamist insurgency and armed bandits that have kidnapped hundreds of students, travelers, and villagers for ransom, leaving the population terrified. The government of El Salvador said Monday it has arrested more than 1,000 gang suspects after a wave of killings over the weekend. The government declared a state of emergency and locked down prisons after 87 murders were committed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Authorities have blamed the killings on gang members. And on Monday, authorities said soldiers and police had raided gang strongholds around San Salvador. El Salvador's Congress granted a state of emergency early Sunday amid the wave of 87 gang-related killings over the weekend. By comparison, there were 79 homicides in the entire month of February.